Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Gay with God podcast, a safe place for us to share our stories and support one another. How long did we know? What challenges did we face? Did we lose our faith? When did we find our way back home? Or are we still searching? The stories you hear on this podcast will melt your heart and strengthen your belief that in God, all things are possible, and you can be, authentically, gay with the God of your understanding. I am your host, Midge Noble, and I am very honored that you are here. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Gay with God podcast. I'm so glad that you're here, and thank you so much for subscribing and sharing and being all that you are to this community in every way that you support this podcast and my ministry. And I want to thank you also for showing up for our guests and downloading those podcasts and giving them a voice. I just love it when people come together and support one another. If you would like to be a guest on the Gay with God podcast, please go to the show page at empoweredmidge.podbean.com. Scroll all the way down to the bottom and see where you can find the link to request a taping with me and become a guest to share your story, to share your journey, to share your struggles and your successes, and to tell us what you're doing in the world. What is your passion and how do you put that into the world in maybe your employment or in the things that you support? I love to promote and support all of you who are listening. And if you have a story to tell and you want your voice out there, please sign up to request a taping. This morning on Facebook, because that's where we get all of our great commentary, right? I saw a meme that I had shared back in 2021, and it said, "It's a journey. No one is ahead of you or behind you. You are not more advanced or less enlightened. You are exactly where you need to be. It's not a contest. It's life. We are all teachers and we are all students." And I thought that was so relevant still today that I reposted it. And then it made me think, so we're all on a journey and that's great, but what are we going to do with our journey? How are we putting ourselves out into the world? And the first thing I thought about as going on a journey is that if we just haphazardly get in the car and take off, yeah, we're going to wind up somewhere. But we usually focus in on some sort of a path, like what interstate are we going to take? Where might we stop for gas? You know, when Sue and I traveled after graduate school on our month-long tour around the United States, we found ourselves in the desert, and we had to plan ahead of time because there are no gas stations in the desert, and you can go forever without being able to stop for gas or for a beverage or a snack. And so we were very careful about making sure that we gassed up before going through that section that we had intended to drive through. So focus is important. We all need to focus on what our journey is. It's a beautiful journey. Whether we get to where we think we're going to go or not, there are twists and turns and U-turns in any journey and misdirections sometimes. But any journey that does not have any type of focus will not get us probably where we are called to be. So where do we put our energy in order to focus? And it comes down to really believing in that what you pay attention to is what you're drawing to you. Let me say that again. What you're paying attention to is what you're drawing to you. So an unfocused life does not pay attention to where your thoughts are going. And if you're not paying attention to your thoughts or feelings that are really going out into the universe, without knowing it, you may be drawing the wrong energy back to you. You may be blocking yourself from being able to pick up on what you really, really want to draw to you. So focus your energy on the things that you really desire for your spiritual growth, for your walk with Jesus, for your relationship with God. That's why it's important for us to have that daily moment of silence. It's important for us to study the scriptures and to learn how to do it so we're not afraid of it. And communing with each other, whether it be in worship or a study group or some other kind of place where you go to get connection to others who are also focusing on having a more spiritual, enhanced life and a more loving life, because we are just going to get caught up with all the gaga that's going on in this world today if we don't focus on the energy that we really want to draw to us and the energy we want to put out into the world. So why does it even matter that we pay attention to what we want to put out into the world? Well, it matters because right now, the things that are going out into the world are ugly. It's combative. It is selfish. It is discriminatory. And that's not what we need in the world. So if we're not careful, we will get caught up on going along with or being affected by or having some sort of doubts about ourselves when we lean in and let other people's energy get inside of us. I remember when I was not going to church and I was working on a more spiritual, not religious path, that I learned how to zip up my energy by basically just taking my hand and pretending I had a zipper from the bottom of my body up to the top and just waving it up to zip up my energetic field when I was around negativity. And I have talked to many clients about that, and they have found that they may be very empathic and they take on the feelings and the energy of others when they're in a crowd or when they're around someone who is a lot stronger energetically than they feel at the time. And so zipping up your energy is just a physical reminder to us that we can absorb the feelings of others. Recognize that when you walk into a room, if you all of a sudden felt good going in, but you get into the room and you may start to feel awkward or you may start to feel angry, that you may be also taking on the emotions of others and not realizing it. When that happens and we haven't focused on our own energetic output and whether or not we're allowing others to affect us, we can go along with the group without even knowing it and energetically align with them, which changes our alignment and our focus for our own energies. I know that sounds a little woo-woo, but it really does affect us and it is important. So just lean into that and see if it is something that lands for you. So on our journey, if we really want it to be a beautiful journey, we need to think about the time that we invest in our own energy, in our own path that we are looking toward, because it's important that we invest that time. I spoke about it a little bit with the focus, but this blends into that as well, that if I go all day and I don't have a conversation with the God of my understanding, or I don't start, for me, this is just for me, if I don't start my day with the daily office, which is a reading of scriptures and prayers and psalms, and that focuses me for who I want to align with during the day. And that helps me get my day started. Some people do it later in the evening after the whole day's been over. For me, I kind of feel like I need to have it all bolstered up before I enter the world. And I like that time first thing in the morning. And the dogs help by getting me up incredibly early, even though sometimes I don't need to get up as early as they do. But then I have extra time to sit in silence. And I do love the early, early morning where nobody's awake yet in the neighborhood and that it can just be a quiet time. So it works for me. But whenever you can place your time in study and scriptures and getting your connection to what you want to invest in, that's important because time for us is so quick. And you've probably noticed it. I notice it more because I'm aging and I don't know why, but it seems to be on the roller coaster at this point. And it seems to be going so much faster. So time is important to me, and I do want to invest my time in things that I enjoy, things that feed me, and ways that I can also give to others. My ministry is all about service. I serve you guys through this podcast. I serve those who read my memoir by giving them a light to a path for the journey back to the God of their understanding. When I'm coaching, I'm serving my clients in resiliency and finding how they can also claim their most authentic self. Service to me is extremely important, and I do it as a faith-based service at this point, and I'm so glad that I can and that I feel empowered to do that. And so the time I spend preparing myself and connecting to really positive energy is the way that I sustain myself and keep myself going. So find out what time you're investing in what. Are you investing in your cell phone and finding yourself lost in all the reels that can be very addicting? Instagram, TikTok, wherever your time goes. When you're at work, I'm sure that your time is all focused on work. And that probably frustrated me the most when I was working out of the home, is that I was gone so much away from our fur babies, and I didn't have time hardly to take a breath during the day. And it is a challenge when you are still working a 9 to 5 or however long you work during the day, and there's very little time for self-care. There's very little time for spiritual care. And so you have to get very creative. And that's why when I was working, I was always up by 4:15 every morning so that I had time to invest in my self-care and my quiet time with positive energy, or I wouldn't have made it through the whole day. So pay a little attention to where you focus your time, what is stealing the time that you would like to put somewhere else, and just kind of do a little mind dump onto paper and write down all the things that draw you away from quiet time, and how can you redefine your time, and what do you want to take away, and what would you like to add? And that comes down to choices, because we all get to choose where we invest our time. We get to choose what we take away and what we put in. And those choices are ours. Sometimes work will make us do certain things, or there are obligations that we can't get out of. And that goes under the life category of life is going to happen. And I may think that I'm going to have plenty of time, and I've scheduled plenty of time for something, and then something happens, and everything I planned goes out the window, and then I have less time possibly than what I had planned for. And that just is going to always be a part of our lives, and we just have to know that, and then that's when we pivot. So nothing is written in stone. Even though you make a great plan to sharpen up your focus and you have plenty of time mapped out for things, realize that, you know, we do have to bend with the winds of life, and sometimes it's going to take us in a totally different direction. And yet, when that happens, what can we learn from it, and how can we show up for it? That's the most important thing, is that when life brings you life, how are you going to show up? What energy do you want to bring to mishaps, crises, unexpected turn of events? We get to also plan how we want to show up. And that helps us get through those times when it was unexpected or we didn't want to deal with that thing. And yet, it will teach us something if we just hang in there and give it a little bit of breath and a little focus, and we can see where the lessons are. So when we make a choice, we're making an investment in ourselves. Think of it as actually putting money into your bank account. When you do a savings account or you set up some kind of Roth IRA, you are making an investment in your life for later. So when you are making a choice as to whether or not to start your day off with quiet time and focus and whatever you do that gives you that stronger relationship with the God of your understanding, you are investing not only that moment of your time for you, but you're investing in you for the future because it will be connected. When we spend enough time with the God of our understanding, we will know that that God is present in everything we go through. And sometimes I think we forget that. On Sunday morning, I was in the formation class that a group of us are in at church. And the question came up is, do we really believe that God is present when we're going through hard times? And it was such an interesting conversation. When I was growing up in the church that I grew up in, there was no discussion about that because we expected God to be in control of everything, that God directed everything. And even though we had free will, God knew what was going to happen and he was always involved. And yet it didn't feel loving and it felt more like a puppet on a string kind of relationship. And now as I question some of the things from my past and I try to lean in to a broader understanding of the God of my understanding, and I do believe that God is always present. I do believe that God cares about what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling, but I don't think that God always jumps in there and rescues me. I think that life happens and that there are times that it's just life. And although God is present and can comfort me and I can trust the Holy Spirit to guide me and nudge me in one direction or another, I also believe that I get to make a choice in those situations and that God is present whether I make a choice that's in my benefit or out of my benefit, which I sometimes do make choices that are not for my benefit. But I think God is present, and I think that we can count on that, and we will recognize it as we go through those deeper choices of spending time and asking questions and being in silence, and that's when it shows up for us later, because we can feel the presence, even though we can't really identify how we feel it sometimes, but we can feel that presence is always there. It is not selfish to invest in yourself. It is self-care. It is self-awareness. It is how you build your resilience. When I talk to my clients about resilience, it really is about having yourself set up for success. How do you get back up when things are getting you down? What do you focus on? What are your intentions to make it better? What can you do differently in order to make your life exactly what you want it to be? So when you invest in your self-care, when you invest in your self-awareness, you are getting stronger every time you do that. And when you get into situations that can knock you down to your core, and it will, and you may doubt, you may question, you may feel so alone, and yet that memory, that muscle memory of the resilience you have developed through your relationship with the God of your understanding will be present. And you will feel that it is available to you in order to make the choices you need to make to get through whatever you're going through. The other thing that's good about getting connected to a community of believers is that you always have people at your disposal in order to help you. And of course, on our beautiful journey, we want to add in grace. You know that I love the word grace because I often need it and I always try to give it. So we need to remember that we are human. We have human emotions. Just like Jesus grieved Lazarus, just like Jesus asked in the Garden of Gethsemane, do I really have to go through this? Is there any other way? Being human means that Jesus had emotions that we experience ourselves. And so we will not always be strong. We will not always focus on the right path. We will not always have the time to invest in self-care. We will not always make the choices we wished we had made when we look back on it and think, why did I do that? Why did I choose that? We have to remember that we're human. And when we're human, that means that we can't be perfect. That means that we are going to hit bumps in the road and overreact and get hysterical at times and get angry and look like that rageful Jesus that showed up in the temple that day. Now, he had a whole different scope of why he was doing it and why he showed up, and that was a teachable moment for a lot of people. But our anger comes from the raw misunderstanding of life and how connected we get to things being the same. It can uproot us when someone leaves the relationship that we thought we would have for a long time, or we get uprooted when we have to experience death and we don't have the power to raise somebody else up for us to still have them in our lives, in physical body. Our human emotions do not have that divine super connection to God the way Jesus had it. However, I do believe that God is present for me just like he was for Jesus, although I may not hear it as well as Jesus heard it. That connection is still there. I know that the Holy Spirit moves through me and guides me if I'm paying attention. I think the guidance is always there, but am I paying attention? I think the nudges are always there, but I might misinterpret them. And that's part of being human. And so I am learning more and more every day, and I'm getting stronger every day at giving myself grace, at understanding my humanness, and understanding that being human is okay, because that's what I am. And I don't have to be this super Christian. I just have to be me as a Christian. And I get to focus on how I want to put my Christianity into the world without being ashamed of the word, even though today that's a hot button word. With Christian nationalism and with all of the negativity around church and God and the denominations and the hypocrisy, all of those things, that doesn't affect my relationship with the God of my understanding or how I want to put my faith out into the world. When I reclaimed my faith, I didn't expect that I would have to maybe be embarrassed or ashamed of it. And for a moment, I was, because everything got so ugly until I remembered I'm not a part of that ugliness. I am me. I am Midge Noble, reclaiming my faith, honoring all of my story, and my story's not finished. So whatever I do from this day forward is created by me for the benefit of however God wants me to show up in the world. And that's why I do what I do. So now you get to decide, what do you want to do? What is God calling you to do? What's the next part of your beautiful journey? And how can you align yourself with all of the ingredients to make sure that you have the focus, the time, the choices, and the grace to make that beautiful journey your unique offering to the world? It can be in the job that you're doing right now. You don't have to drop everything and do something different, or you may be called to drop some things and do something different. But this takes reflection, and it takes purposeful reflection to really, really look at what you're doing, and does it still resonate with you in your spiritual life, in your family life, in your church life, in your community? What are you called to? And more than anything, lately, I've been called to righteous social justice. And what that means is that I am speaking up and speaking out in love and clarity about things that are going wrong in our country today. And I'm always pushing that limit to let people hear what needs to be said in opposition of Christianity that is not loving, is not inclusive, is not full of equity and equality for every person in this country. So I invite you to reflect and to get silent and to spend some self-care with yourself today, even if it's 5 minutes, to sit in silence and just ask, what's next on my beautiful journey. Thank you, everybody, for honoring me with your time today. Thank you for supporting, sharing, and subscribing this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Remember to go to the Gay with God show page at empoweredmidge.podbean.com. Scroll all the way down to the bottom and choose to be a guest on my show. And as another reminder, I am thrilled to share that I'll be recording the Gay with God podcast from the Wild Goose Festival this year, July 11th through the 14th. It is a festival that is a transformational community grounded in faith-inspired social justice. It's a one-of-a-kind gathering that brings together activists, artists, and seekers from all walks of life to explore justice, art, spirituality, and community. It takes place at the Van Hoy Farms at Union Grove, North Carolina, and I'd love for you to join me there. From engaging workshops to inspiring panels and interactive experiences, Wild Goose has something for everybody. So mark your calendars and let's be a part of this incredible community together. Go to www.wildgoosefestival.org and choose to get signed up. And as one of my followers, you can use the discount code A-MIDGE and you'll get $50 off the price of an adult ticket. Isn't that cool? For the whole weekend, you get $50 off the price. So go to www.wildgoosefestival.org and join me at the Wild Goose Festival. I hope to see you there. Also, check out the Facebook group Gay with God, where we do our monthly group entitled My Faith Journey. And if you have bought the memoir, Gay with God, Reclaiming My Faith, Honoring My Story, and you would like to be a part of a Gay with God book club with me to ask any questions you want to ask about what you've read, please message me at empoweredmidge@gmail.com, and I will put you on the list for our next Gay with God book club. So if you are listening to this podcast and are questioning whether you can be gay and be in a relationship with the God of your understanding, if you identify as LGBTQIA+, or not even sure if you're gay, God has always been within you, even when you didn't know it. You have always been gay with God. Thank you, everybody, and stay tuned to see how you can join the Gay with God community. And as always, you are loved.
I want to invite you to become a part of the Gay with God community. How can you do that? Stay connected by messaging me your thoughts and comments in the comment section under the downloads of the show on the Gay with God show page. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen and share so we can increase our community outreach and be a light to those who are struggling to claim their faith. Consider being a sponsor so I can highlight your service in our community. We are all worthy of respect and a relationship with the God of our understanding. I want to thank you in advance for supporting this podcast. Together, we as a community will keep this show visible and our community stronger.
Deep gratitude to my friend Tim McClendon of Tim McClendon Music for allowing me to use an excerpt from Interlude 4, a song found on his CD entitled Sundance.